And previously, we were not in a position to buy that. But now, with the benefit of hindsight again, we said we need to support feasibility studies so that those who see opportunity can be supported with the possibility of achieving and realizing the potential that they have recognized. So what do we fund with feasibility studies? We look at operational costs. We look at intellectual property, which is a big, big, big thing, especially in the cooperatives and generally in the MSME space, and costs of registration and litigation, registration of patents, because this is a huge one. For the kind of people and entrepreneurs and cooperatives that we target as a portfolio, most of us on the platform will know that they come from disadvantaged backgrounds and do not have already available funds for registration of such. And where they are being elbowed by the big guns in the space, they do not have the funds to fund their litigation cases. So as a department, we took it upon ourselves then to ensure we participate in that space. Thank you, DG. So who on earth can apply? So we have said, of course, you must be South African and you must be registered with the CIPC. Your FICA documents must be in place. And if you will be operating from premises, we want to see the lease agreement, or at least permission to occupy, and of course the CVs and certified copies of those who will be participating in the venture. And the application process is quite straightforward. The 3 months bank statements, detailed business plan. And important to note here, we have tried to lessen the burden here and say, because some are not able to provide detailed business plans, we have said we are happy to receive a detailed business profile, which would have most of the information that would be maybe in the business plan, but perhaps not in the great detail that would be required in the business plan. So those who are already in operation for a number of years, they must produce their cash flow projections, their latest AFSs and management accounts, and relevant certification where it is applicable. And if you are applying, if you have loans or credit facilities with other credit providers, that information must be made available. And because of the high failure rate, we have also made it a requirement that for those that we, from our own assessments, determine that maybe they would do with a bit more of business development services, that they show willingness to partake in our programs, especially those rendered by our agency, CEDA, cooperative performs better. And of course, our other interest is to ensure that the cooperative, perhaps this is the primary interest, it's profitable, it's competitive, so that they can be able to finance the very little loan that they would have received as part of the funding. Next one, did you? So we have been implementing the program since 2019. And as the portfolio committee is fully aware, the program has been underwhelming in performance. And so we have then, under the leadership of the minister, the former DM and the DG, then determined that we need to change tact. And so we had to rethink how we provide the cooperative support, because the reality that we found on the ground was cooperatives that come to the department and to the portfolio at large are cooperatives that are in the informal and perhaps micro stage of the business life cycle. And most of them are from impoverished areas. And so it becomes very, very difficult for them to qualify for the loan component of the blended finance. So we then determined that we need then to change how we do things, as the minister alluded to earlier. So then we took a strategic decision that we want to re-engineer and reconfigure and restructure the program so that it is modeled on what the agency CEDA calls the technology transfer assistance, which used to have a 90% grant as a composition of it and 10% own contribution. But with the advent of COVID, we took a decision then, the board at the time, that we would do away and waiver the 10% own contribution because SMMEs were finding it especially difficult to meet the 10% own contribution. So we did away with that. So with the struggles of the CDSP, then the leadership of the department has then determined that we could follow suit and have the CDSP executed in the model of TTA. And this we are very, very confident as a portfolio that it will go a long way in terms of providing the comprehensive support that is by cooperatives. And it is also very important to note that CEDA already has a dedicated cooperative support program. So we thought that that combination of the CDSP and the technical and business development support services that CEDA provides would ensure that there's a seamless process of providing the comprehensive support to cooperatives. So we have said that we need to strengthen the coordination and alignment between CEDA's own program and the CDSP program. And we must also mention the generous support that we have received from the German APEX organization that supports cooperatives in the form of DGRV. We have signed an MOU with them. And the essence and spirit of the MOU is exactly the provision of financial and non-financial support, with the emphasis being on the latter, because they have expertise on technical support, business support, the provision of bookkeeping, accounting, and quality standards. All of those things we are beginning to see that partnership really coming to the fore. So we've had workshops in the provinces of Limpopo, Northwest. We are now moving to the Eastern Cape. And so we are really, really trying to ensure that we are not just working as a portfolio, but we are also bringing external expertise of people who've been around the block, who know the work of cooperatives, and will also bring in their other partners, which is very, very useful, I mean, for the department and generally the support of the cooperatives movement. So we are also then saying we want to insist that those who seek support from the department must go through our CEDA and our other external BDS providers support. This is critical for us because when you survey the field, we realize that this high mortality rate is as a result of issues we could address. And chief amongst these is the issue of governance and cooperative members not understanding the imperatives of putting together a cooperative structure that would ensure that there is professionalism and focus in what the cooperative is doing. And also because cooperatives operate in certain sectors of the economy, we have found that some do not necessarily have the requisite expertise in the sector. So it became critical then for us to say, if you say you are in agriculture, you are in automotives, it is important for the department to work with other partners outside of its immediate environment so that this support that you require is provided. This will ensure that issues related to this high mortality rate are at least addressed. So as part of the DDM and really trying to push and accentuate the issue of IGR, we are working with provinces and districts to provide this support BDS that is required by the cooperatives. Next one. As we implement the program, we realize that there is a lot of ground that needs to be covered. And so the program needs to be recapitalized and more funds made available so that we are able to cover the gaps. One of the decisions that the department has taken from a policy perspective is it is all well and good for us to have a program that purports to support the growth of the cooperatives sector. But the truth of the matter is cooperatives are not at the same stages of business development. And so our program has to be sensitive to that. And so we have said perhaps it would be a reasonable idea to say we need to have guys or a program that supports cooperatives that are micro and informal, perhaps in the form of a grant, and those who are small and medium be supported in the form of blended finance. Now, if you do a quick arithmetic, you realize that there will be a lot of money that will be required, because now you are saying cooperatives that are micro, which is a lot of them, will be funded via grants. That will deplete our shoestring budget as it is right now. So we would need to then build our finance base so that we are able to cover the grant portion as well as the blended finance. And the guys that are small and medium will be requiring more funds to ensure that we are prepared for that, so that we don't, when the guys who are micro come and demand grants and apply for grant and rightfully qualify, when the guys who are small and medium now come, we say, no, all the funds have been used up for the grant portion of the support. So for that is why we say maybe it would be prudent for the cooperative support program to be recapitalized. So we have said that in the entire SMME space, access to markets is critical. Once they access these markets, we don't want to confine our cooperatives and SMMEs to the local markets. We must have programs in place that make it possible for them to also play a part in the export space. So, we working then with the likes of the DTIC. They have programs there that support export development. Our own CEDA also plays a role in that. So we really, when the program is functioning well and all the challenges that continue to bedevil the space have been addressed, we are then able to confidently say we have a strong cohort of cooperatives that participate quite meaningfully in the export space. And so lastly, we want to say all of this will not happen if the DSBD thing to do this at national level. And as we've alluded to in the previous points, we have thought it necessary that we build and forge strong relationships with our provincial and local municipal counterparts, because this will ensure that what we say at national level also trickles down to what is being said at the provincial and local spheres of government. Imperative to note is not just the participation of government departments, but also their respective agencies at provincial and the local spheres of government. Next slide, DG. So we have also then considered the involvement of our partners who have been very generous. The European Union delegation, having worked with us over the years on the ecosystem development for small enterprises in the country. And so they've been generous enough to say, department, we are happy to work with you to address the problems that you are facing right now. And so we have worked with them and we have, as the DG alluded to earlier, enlisted the services of an expert in the space to review local and international literature on strategies that have been used to promote cooperatives. I mean, we have had examples from Germany, from other developed nations, and maybe from Africa, from Kenya, where cooperatives have also been prominent in the economies. So we have said to the expert, look at that and see what we can learn from that. And of course, all of these things will have to work hand in hand with legislation, policy, and the strategic direction that we take as a department. And so we are trying to ensure that the work that we will be doing in terms of changing our policy posture, if necessary, is informed. And once we have developed such policies, we have related legislation that will address that, and our strategic documents will also be attendant to what the policy posture of the day will be. And this, we want it to be in line with what is happening across the globe, because we want our cooperatives to be competitive, not just locally, but also internationally. Very, very, very important to us. So we have said to the expert, talk to people who've been around the block, people who've got skin in the game, locally and internationally, because we really, really want to ensure that our repositioning of our cooperatives policy is informed and really have the desired impact that a government has for cooperatives in the country. So once all of this is done, our ask is, we want to have a discussion document that we can consider as a department, that we can take to the sector to say, this is what has come out and what do you make of it? And we have said that because the issues of the day are critical, and we have received a lot of flack on how we have gone about to support cooperatives, it is necessary that we act with speed. And thus, whatever the paper will tell us, it must be things that are implementable as in yesterday. So we have also issued a special instruction to say, in the roadshows that we have had as a department last year, we have had strong demands from the cooperatives movement saying, we want grants from government. Government cannot be telling us about blended finance. And we as government have been saying, the reality of the matter is we cannot issue grants until eternity. Government's budget is depleted. There are many competing commitments that government has to take care of, and the department is no different. So we have then said, We believe that cooperatives must be profitable, must be competitive, and must have the agility and flexibility to adapt to the challenges of the day. And so if they are to do that, we need to ensure then that we have alternative and specialized funding options for cooperatives. And once we have looked at that, what are the immediate implications for the non-financial support that we provide to cooperatives? And how do we marry these together so that we do what the strategy says we must do, which is the provision of comprehensive development support to cooperatives in the form of both financial and non-financial support. But the trick is, how do we design these financial support work for the cooperatives movement? Because the reality is we just cannot issue grants to everyone, otherwise it will not be sustainable for the department to do so. And of course, once we have these things together, we are happy to have a dialogue to take the methods forward. Next one, DG. So one of the issues that we have been faced with as a department is this matter of the establishment of an apex body. So the Cooperatives Amendment Act number 6 of 2013 provides for the establishment of the National Apex Cooperatives by members of the cooperatives movement. And as a department, we've been very open-minded about this, and we have had countless engagements with representatives of the cooperatives movement. Amongst them, we have had discussions with NCASA, the Unity Co-op of South Africa, and SANACO. And we have been as clear as water in our messaging. Not participate actively in the establishment of the apex body, because we don't want to be accused of executive overreach. We want the sector, as enjoined by the Act, to take the lead in the establishment of the apex body, so that they can own what is happening in the apex body. Although the Act itself says the minister can, in engagement and consultation with the apex body, also determine what the expert do. But the all important task of the establishment does not fall on the ambit of the department, but rather of the cooperatives movement. So we've been very clear about this, and our message has been crystal clear. And although maybe it has not always been received in that way, but we have tried to do this in terms of what the Act says we must do. And so the department fully supports the establishment of the body in terms of Section 6, Subsection 1D, Subdivision 3 of the Cooperatives Amendment Act of 2013. And so, as I've said before, the provisions of the Act make it clear that the movement itself must run with it, so that it is an organic process and not one that is driven by the department, because we don't want to have an executive overreach accusation over us. But the department has said that we are happy to do this. And the DG, I recall, right off the bat, also wrote to the DGRV to say, please assist with the establishment of this, because DGRV, as the honorable members may be aware, is an apex body emanating from Germany. So they quite understand the dynamics of the space. So we said, as a department, we are happy to throw our weight behind it, but we will not lead it. So, but we have been saying to the sector, go ahead and establish this, because we annually receive correspondence from CASA, Unity Co-op, SANACO, wanting to have a discussion with the department in terms of how the cooperatives movement should behave, and how the apex body should be formed. And we have been saying, this silo approach is never going to work because we want to engage an organized body. And this will bring unity because we don't want CASA that to Unity Corp, even though we have been clear that our messaging is consistent. What we say to CASA, we say to Unity Corp SA, and we say to SANACO, so that they don't accuse us of causing infighting within the sector. But we have expressed our willingness and we have given our highest assurances that we support the establishment of the National APEX Organization. And once established, the department will be more than happy to engage and assist where required as envisioned in the Amendment Act. So our way forward in terms of how we want to improve and ameliorate how things happen in the space. We want to finalize the transfer of the CDSP to CEDA. The honorable members will be aware that it is now with CIFA because of the loan component. It had to be housed there because CIFA is the only one within the portfolio that has the NCR certificate. So we want to do that. So once it is done, then we will revert to the position that we articulated earlier in terms of how the program will be executed moving forward. And perhaps most importantly, with the finalization of the work that we are doing in collaboration is the development of the alternative and specialized funding instruments and business development services for cooperatives. So once these have been put in place, we are very confident and willing to say without any measure of doubt that there will be a market difference in terms of how the department provides comprehensive support to the cooperatives movement. And with that, I thank you very much, honorable members, for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well presented a piece of document. Honorable members, here we are. I will now invite inputs from your good selves. Ebra King will assist me to identify hands in this regard. We are really grateful to get this presentation and hope the draft a short paper will in line with the policy dialogue will be done as soon as possible. So can I have hands to engage on the presentation?
Chairperson.
Yes, I can hear you, Brakin.
Okay, firstly, before I give you the hands that I see, obviously, first person is always Honorable Kruger, but now we've got the a message from the chat box from the Deputy Minister requesting to be excused as it has been indicated at the beginning of the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. She is at liberty to can be excused. We'll proceed with the DG.
Okay, So far, it's as usual, Chairperson, Honorable Kruger.
Yes.
Honorable Matulelwa.
Yes.
Okay, those are the two. So, Honorable Ekpe.
Okay.
I think others will still be coming. Those are the three so far, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Kruger, the stage is yours.
Thank you. And thank you, and my appreciation for the informative presentation. Ma'am Chair, cooperatives. For many, many years, we struggle to get cooperatives off the ground. And cooperatives used to be the feeding ground for criminals to get their hands onto taxpayers' money. We can just look at the history that 75% or more, I think it's more, of cooperatives failed in the past. And there's a lot of double dipping also going on. And I can see in the presentation that they try to address that. And maybe the blended finance model is going to help us more getting cooperatives off the ground. My concern, of course, is that the finance will only be available for Black-owned business. I think there's a lot of potential also in white entrepreneurs, especially on the farmers, and nowadays in industry where people can get together and sort of have a plan to generate their own electricity, and cooperatives is 100% idle for this. I think we need to investigate that. I said it in the agriculture committee the other day that farmers around small dorpies, which are busy dying, they can get together, and with the help of government, they can of course erect energy generators or generating plants that not can only help agriculture and help us with food security, but also help the small dorpies that's busy dying to get some energy. So, that's a bit of a concern, but I think we can have a discussion on this on a later stage. The APEX is also a big concern, Madam Chair. We had all of them here at the committee and discussed it. There's a lot of infighting at the moment. Everybody is scrambling to become the APEX of cooperatives, and I think government needs, and I hear what in the presentation that Mr. Markey say about that the government or the department wants to stand sort of on the sideline and don't want to prescribe the APEX or the forming of an APEX, but I think the infighting and the scrambling to become the APEX is a crisis in cooperative sector, and government needs to have some sort of intervention and get all these parties together so that we have a unity under the APEX, so that because if the APEX is failing, the whole cart house will fall, and it won't be successful. Then the presenter also mentioned of an expert that they are working with. Madam Chair, I would like to know who's this expert, because there's a lot of people out there that are pretending to be experts. We need a really knowledgeable expert to help us. So if the department can give us the name, and because we can also on grassroots levels can use this expert so that we can help our communities also starting their own cooperatives. And I think that is what I got to say. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Some were comments. They will input it into the document, but we have a few questions and they will attend to it at the end. Honorable Matulele, the next speaker, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to yourself and all the portfolio committee members. It's very sad, Chair. Just want to know what really informed the department not to fund cooperatives, because it's the government who forced the people to do cooperatives. Remember the cooperatives or the individual businesses were discouraged, more especially in townships and in rural areas, because people, they did cooperatives because of this of the government. Now the cooperatives were in a deep crisis that cooperatives are not funded at all. That's why you are here today. Now, vice versa, the department is only funding individual or in cooperatives in this department. So, Chair, I won't be longer, because we have got this crisis of load shedding as well that takes 4 hours in our areas. It's very painful because we've been asking, we've been writing letters that what makes it so difficult for us to meet physically, at least, because we meet on Wednesday and after that there is a hybrid. So we can meet physically just like any other portfolio committees. But us, I don't know what, it's very difficult for us to meet physically. I think also because the minister is with us today, maybe we will know what is happening. Because we even, Chair, if you remember, we even requested that if Wednesday a clutch is with the presidency's, maybe some of the duties that the minister requires to do them, we requested that we may change it also. We can do a different or separate day that won't clash with the other things that the minister is busy with. Chairperson, note that there's no leadership provided in this portfolio committee by the sitting minister. We are stuck, even now, we're stuck with the red tape reduction since from we have raised this issue. There are many things we are stuck here. We can't even do oversight. We've been asking for the names that have been funded in this portfolio committee to be provided by the department. We are stuck with many issues. There is nothing positive. So don't ever, Chair, I concur with nothing, shame that you can just praise the minister for. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Matulelo. I won't get into that space. I think I have expressed my view, my perception. That's your perception. I will now move to the next speaker, which is Honorable April.
Good morning, Honorable the Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members of Parliament. Good morning to the DG and his team. I would like to take this opportunity to thank to welcome the presentation that was given. Chair, I have realized in the 4 years of being deployed in Parliament that it is imperative that we don't come to just lament, but also look at the strategic moves, questions, progress that has been made, and do not just lament from a place of dissatisfaction, but to look at what we can do to better the lives of our people. Now, it is only when you've got better information that you can ask better questions. And unfortunately, you only get better information through education. And I think some of us should really take out the time to use the resources that Parliament has put for us to get educated a bit more so that we can follow the line and follow through and help the department to deliver better services to our people. I would like to ask in terms of the presentation that has been given.
Chimka, just a point of order, please.
What is your point of order, Honorable Krug?
Madam Chair, it's only two members in this committee that asked questions or spoken. So I would like to know from Honorable Hine, who is this members? And I think it's totally out of order to implicate that members is not knowledgeable and that they don't use the Parliament's resources. I don't think this is proper, and I want him to withdraw that. Thank you.
There's no point of order.
Honorable April, give me chance as the chair. Honorable Kruger, I didn't hear him saying that. I thought he said, as a collective, as members, we need to do this and that. If he's referring to any member, I think that is wrong, but I didn't hear that. So, Honorable April, can you please proceed and stick to the presentation itself? Because I want you to input and advise the department on what to do so that we can be able to move forward.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me, without further ado, engage the department on what I propose or what I would like to question about the presentation. Number one is, Chairperson, I am a bit worried or skeptical that the requirements for cooperatives to participate in the models that we have made available is still stringent and would cause many of the cooperatives that we have in this space to still be left on the periphery of what is deemed to be funding that is supposed to assist them. So the department should really help us to look at the requirements, as it were. In terms of the amendments to the Cooperative Development Act and the pending merger, one would want to find out what progress has the department made regarding the implementation of the establishment of the Cooperatives Development Agency, the establishment of the Cooperatives Training Academy, and the establishment of the Cooperatives Tribunal. And what are the implications of the merger on how the department plans to implement the amendments of the Cooperatives Act? That is the first thing that I want to go for. And then regarding the 2018 recommendations, one would want to check that the mortality rate of cooperatives was about 88%. What is the current situation? Has it improved or is it worse? If it is changed, could you please tell us what is the current mortality rate of our cooperatives, given the potential benefits of cooperatives to the economy? And as a policymaker, what is the department's strategy for turning the situation around, be it worse or be it better? That would be depending on what you would answer. And lastly, also in 2018, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the department must brief us with regards to its plans to assist cooperatives in South Africa to establish this apex body. How far have you come? Could the Department of Small Business Development please furnish the committee with details of the progress that the department has made in this regard? I will end there for now, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable April. King, do you still have any other hands?
No, Chairperson.
I do have more questions if there's no one that wants to take. I was just conscious of time.
Are at liberty to can raise those questions because it is very important. This document wants to be fine-tuned. And by so doing, you are doing it oversight. That's why I said, stick to the presentation. Let's input, let's empower it so that they can go and improve it. And I think your questions will relate to Comrade Kruger's questions, Honorable Kruger's questions, so that when they respond, they give us a clue. More especially, Honorable Kruger also issue of the apex that each and everyone want to occupy the space. Maybe the department can help us on that one, who's who and what will happen. I also indicated the issue of the draft, a policy dialogue, which should happen. When will that be done? So that we are together, we are moving together, all of us. So you may proceed with your questions, as many as possible, Honorable.
I want to acknowledge the question that or that Honorable Kruger has asked was one of the things that I was going to raise, but since he has raised it, it was the department gets to answer and tell us about it. My fourth question is the portfolio committee recommended that the department conduct a skills audit to assess the expertise of officials in understanding the cooperative sector. If my memory serves me well, I think it's yesterday or so, Honorable Kruger made a reference to say that there is a place for us to do a study tour to Germany or something like that to learn more or empower ourselves with regards to how we could offer better service to our people from the perspective of oversight. And one would want to know, has the skills audit been done by the department as recommended by the PC? What progress has the department made in regards, and what were the outcomes? If nothing has been done, could the department please tell us why nothing has been done? And then the World Bank's 2021 Cooperative Banking Sector Development Strategy notes that, unlike other countries during the startup phase of financial cooperatives, South Africa has imposed more restrictive prudential and operational norms that have hindered growth. In its annual report, the CBDA reports that financial cooperatives find it difficult to process to register and operate because of the many requirements and processes they follow to become operational. Applications for a loan, license that are time-consuming. Cooperatives and small businesses, especially in our far-flung rural areas, can just not get to qualify for these things. What have we done with regards to that observation? And in light of the pending merger, what is the department's plan of action for addressing these hindrances that I've outlined in terms of registration and licensing of our cooperatives? I think there is quite a bit of questions that I've asked, and I'm looking forward to get some feedback and response. Thank you, Chairperson. Back to you.
Thank you, Honorable April. I will now give the department opportunity to can answer those questions where you feel you don't have answers, to bring those answers in writing to the department. But I believe these questions are so rich in such a way that it will empower your document, because what is key for us as the portfolio committee is to see things happening. Like any other members have said, those who are saying they don't see anything happening, the problem, I think, is the problem of these bureaucratic processes, the issue of red tapes. And this is really handicapping the progress of the department and the issue of merging CEDA and CIFA. So also these ones have been a problem to us, but we are happy that it seems as if the department is taking some giant steps to can make sure that cooperatives are being recognized. And the other neighbor members were really asking the issue of paying, that the cooperatives are not being funded. So maybe if we can also clarify that, and also that issue of APEX, who's who and when will that happen? I think it will assist us. Thank you, Honorable Members, for your constructive questions. I believe it will build this department moving forward. And also to indicate, although I know DG that is not and the minister is not in your hands or your powers, it is within the presidency's power, I believe we'll have to revisit that issue of red tapes by Mr. Nkosi, so that the committee is eager to know the progress up to so far, because we can't say, we can't produce such a good a document at the end of the day. Still, our people are being blocked. The some cash flow is some cash flow is still needed. So to me, I believe we need to move a little bit faster. I heard you, DG, saying that within 6 months. 6 months to me is long. Can we reduce it to 3 months? I want to see things happening. Over to you, DG.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will start with some of the questions, and then my colleagues who are on the platform will also assist. I do have Jeff, who's also assisting with the process of the merger. He will provide inputs, and so will also provide some inputs, and other colleagues as well. Chair, the point that was raised by Honorable Kruger, it's correct that the money that was made available to support cooperatives used to be misused. We used to have a lot of findings, even from the AG, regarding the support that we provided to cooperatives, which resulted in us agreeing that to also limit confusion, you know, in the sector, we should be able to move this support to CIFA. But as we indicated in our presentation, there are some challenges regarding the accessibility now of this support as we are providing it through CIFA. That's why we are moving it to CIDA, so that we are able to be more flexible in terms of making the support more accessible, given that CIDA, as we are aware, is all over the country, even though they are not in each and every municipality, but they have more spread or reach in terms of offices around the country. Making some initiatives to make sure they had more access points, where we work closely with the municipalities to make sure that where we don't have CIDA offices, we do have people who can still assist people who approaches these municipalities for support. The other issue, Chair, was that of lack of coordination even in the space. We'll know that we are not the only department that offers support to cooperatives. We also have other government departments, but also the provinces, the municipalities, they are all offering support to cooperatives, but the impact on the ground is not there. So as a department, we also re-establishing this provincial coordination forum, or coordination forum, where we sit together with provinces to look at this support that we are providing, but also to align, because it doesn't help us as government to come up with different interventions. So it would be appropriate, for example, to make sure that all cooperatives, they go through this business development support first before they go to accessing funding, so that they are able to utilize the money that is made available to them accordingly. I'm sure Honorable Kruger will also remember back in, I think it was in 2018, where the portfolio committee called all these apex bodies. And one question that they were all asked was that they must just give the database of all the primary, secondary, or even tertiary cooperatives that they are supporting. I think few were able to do that, but this is the main problem that we are having, that in terms of cooperative principles, they need to be independent, they need to be autonomous from government. They cannot be, you know, be government-run entities. They have to be able to stand on their own as cooperatives. That's why in our presentation, Chair, we are emphasizing on the point of having strong primary cooperatives, because if we have strong primary cooperatives, the people that are doing the day-to-day work, it assists you to build stronger secondary cooperatives, and then stronger secondary cooperatives will assist in building a stronger tertiary, and then stronger tertiary will assist in building a strong apex body. So it will assist, Chair, if we have this organic growth in terms of cooperatives enterprise. That's why our main focus is mostly on the primary cooperatives. We want to have these successful cooperatives at a primary level. We have made attempts, Chair, I'll ask Jeff maybe to add, you know, to bring this unity, but we end up being caught in the politics in the cooperative space. That's why we say, let's stick to the act. In some one of the years, the past years, we had even invited this DGRV to try and bring some unity in the cooperatives movement space. And I think those attempts were not successful, but colleagues will also provide updates in terms of that. On one other question that was asked, on the support that we are providing to cooperatives, we do provide funding to cooperatives. In the presentation that we did last week on the BRRR, we did indicate the support that we are providing to cooperatives financially through CIFA. And I think the CEO of CIFA was also articulating the fact that we are looking at the aggregate model where we look at various cooperatives coming together so that they can be able to supply a particular amount in terms of the orders that might come from the retailers. So we're working closely, for example, with the, I think it's Tiger Brands, to make sure that we are able to get as many cooperatives supplying Tiger Brands as possible, working also with Department of Agriculture. Chair, the question around the requirements that was asked by Honorable April, we are aware of some of these issues. That's why in our presentation, we are saying part of the reason why we are moving this financial support to CEDA is for us to closely link the non-financial as well as financial support. It will be difficult for us, Chair, to I don't want to say to loosen, but to water down the requirements too much, because it becomes a challenge to account at the end of the day. Because some of them, you know, they, if you don't have any documentation pertaining to a particular cooperative in who is running that cooperative, you don't have ID numbers, you end up funding the wrong people. Others, when you go and look for them, they are not there. So it's important for us to have these things like lease agreements, so that when we have to account, we have to monitor the expenditure, we are able to go to these registered addresses and see whether the money that is invested by government is achieving any results. Chair, let me request first Jeff to just respond to some of the questions. I think he can touch also on the merger, but also talk on the other issues around the attempts that we have made as government, of which we thought let's leave it to the Act and make sure that the entities or the cooperative associations are able to address the matters that relate to the movement. Jeff, if you can proceed.
Yeah, thank you, DG, and also greetings to the minister, the deputy minister, and also the honorable members of parliament. There are just few questions that I want to attend to that have been raised. I want to start with the issue of the skills audit. How far are we on that area of conducting the skills audit? There has been a skills audit that has been conducted, not just for the cooperatives unit alone, but for the entire department, which is informing the process of the new structure that has been adopted for the department, so that the people that are going to therefore be placed in the new structure are going to be placed according to the skills sets and the skills requirement. And therefore also the cooperative unit will be benefiting in that particular process. So from that perspective, indeed, we have conducted the skills audit, but not only just on the cooperatives unit alone, but the entire department, so that whereas we are now having the new structure, we're going to be placing people in line with the skills set. And therefore, to go also on to the area of the, in terms of the amendment to the Cooperatives Development Act, given the pending measure, what progress has the department made regarding the implementation of the following institutions or agencies, the establishment of the cooperative development agents? I want to start with that one, honorable members and minister. The cooperative development agency, as it was initially conceptualized, became very difficult really to secure funding, even also for all the three institutions, not only just the the establishment of the Cooperative Training Academy as well as the tribunal. But what we have done on the cooperatives development agency, we are then saying we are creating a one-stop shop for both SMMEs and also cooperatives in a form of a measure of all our agencies. And these include the CEDA, CIFA, CBDA, as well as also the Cooperatives Development Agency, is going to be a one-stop shop that's going to really deal with all the support that needs to be provided to cooperatives, to be provided to the SMMEs in general, in the informal economy in general, and also so in that regard, that measure, we are attending to the issue of the agency by then also merging it into those three institutions. So it will be the fourth institution merged. And then on the trading academy, we have progressed extensively in that area. And we were working closely with the Department of Higher Education, who are the custodian of education. And therefore, and the minister supported that process, especially the Minister of Higher Education. And therefore, what was needed was now, we'd already agreed on the concept document. There were a number of permutations that were explored. Either we place this particular academy in one of the, the universities, or some of them in the technical, that is some universities, and then be able to, that was one of the options. The other one was to ensure that the academy maybe is established in as a standalone, looking at the way also academies that were already established in the agricultural sector, that we're attending to the agricultural sector, and then we look at those in establishing that that academy, and then we target one of those academies for agriculture. But there are those various permutations. Therefore, what was needed, therefore, is for the Department of Higher Education to come up with a plan and also to give us the budget in this regard to implement the issue of the training academy. On the issue of the tribunal, we are establishing the ombudsman. It's ombudsman that we are creating to deal with conflict resolution. We have then said, given the budget issues, it's better to really synergize and by merging the cooperatives tribunal with the institution that we are creating that's going to deal with conflict resolution. Because in a final analysis, even the tribunal that was envisaged in the Cooperatives Act was also to deal with the conflict resolution. So those matters are being attended in that profession, honorable members. So we are progressing in that front. I think a bill is going to be coming before you that is going to be talking to the issues of the ombudspersons and the ombuds institution. And embedded in that is the cooperative tribunal. And what are the, and I've dealt with the implications of the measure as well in that regard. In terms of the mortality rate of the cooperatives, we are working with the research unit in the department to conduct another phase of the to assess the performance in terms of the growth and performance of the cooperatives, so that we can review and look at that 88% death rate, whether it's still a reality, or whether since we have made some interventions on the area of cooperatives, have improved, and by what percentage has improved. And I think that is the work that is pending, that is coming. We intend to do that so that we can get the current statistics broadly, looking at all the sectors where cooperatives are located. It's an enormous work that needs really a good budget and also correct planning, because you want to do it as an objective exercise carried out by an independent and objective research organization. So it's work in progress, members. This one, I think we will be able to, as I think my colleague Mzotolo said, we're overhauling the policy on cooperatives. And this is also one of the areas that we're going to be looking at improving and moving forward. And then, so we will answer the question whether things are becoming worse or things have improved, given that study when it was completed. And then the other issue is, given the potential benefits of cooperatives to the economy as a policymaker, what is the department's strategy for turning the situation around? As I think Mzotolo has pointed out, we are looking at revamping our policy, and they were looking at making sure that we look at how to sharpen some of our interventions in that area. And then I think already the work is underway on the funding, which Mzotolo presented. But also we're looking at overall the issue of, like, those institutions that you said are going to be implemented through the one-stop shop. They're gonna now start working in assisting us to turn the matter around. One of the other issues that affect us in this space is the lack of skills. And I think in implementing this academy with the Department of Higher Education, this will improve the situation in that regard. And then also other interventions, we're going to be bringing them to bear in the policy that we are revamping. And then on the issue of the APEX body, what have we done so far? We have already set up a series of meetings where all various organizations that have got aspirations to start these APEX bodies meet. And they would ask the DGRV, which is the German, to assist those cooperatives in compliance together with CIPC, who is the registrar, to therefore assist all the cooperatives to create a one APEX body. But there has been, and I must say, there has been an issue here whereby there has been contestation that has taken place among the various cooperative organizations in our drive towards unification and having that. You had SANACO claiming that they are the apex body of South Africa, and then you have others also think that no, indeed, SANACO cannot be an apex body for South Africa. It needs to be able to be subjected to the democratic process of membership to establish that body. And therefore, what then the department, and I think as Mzotolo has pointed out, was that we didn't want to be bogged down, the members, into the politics of cooperatives, and therefore being accused. Because once you get into those dirty work of, you know, determining that process as the department, it then creates a situation whereby you might be accused of being biased, or you might be accused of taking sides on this issue. But it is a highly contested issue. And then it's an issue that we must just painfully, just steadily work on it. It's going to take time to realize that single apex body that we need in South Africa. And also we're working with the German apex body to assist us in that regard, honorable members. But I think we've not made much progress in that regard. And CIPC is helping us in a sense that they are insisting that there should be, in the formation of this apex board, a full compliance with the Cooperatives Act. And then it is only when there is full compliance with the Cooperative Acts that they will then be able to recognize the apex body that complies with that legislation. So this is where the issue is located at the moment. Cooperatives finding it difficult to really have a common mind and establish one single apex post. There are requirements in the law. It says that there should be so many tertiary cooperatives that establish an apex body, and there must also be a sector-wide, and some of them must also be geographically located so that you can cover the entire nine provinces in South Africa. So those are the requirements in the legislation. And I will end there, Chair. Thank you very much. I hope I've addressed a number of questions. Thanks.
Thank you, DG. Are you covered?
No, Chair, I was going to check with Nzo whether all the questions on his side are covered.
Honorable members, more special Honorable April, because he had a lot of members. There is any follow-up question?
There's a hand, Chairperson, from Honorable Kruger. But the DG was checking with the Mr. Maki, who was doing the presentation. And also from Honorable Changer.
Okay. You are saying there's a hand from Honorable Kruger, ne?
Honorable Kruger and Honorable Mtenja.
Okay.
And Honorable April, I think the follow-up.
Okay. Honorable Mtenja, ne?
Kruger first.
Oh, Honorable Kruger. I may start because he did not speak on issues of questions. Honorable Kruger, I think it's a follow-up. Let us allow Honorable Mtenja to speak first.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. And greeting again to the colleagues and the department. Chairperson, no, mine is simple, Chair. I try to raise, but maybe it's because of the load shedding, because there's a load shedding here. Maybe that's why I was not recognized. Chairperson, I want to put this thing very categorically clear. The presentation today, it's clear. We hear it. We hear exactly what is it that indeed they've done and what they're still going to do, which we appreciate. But also, Chairperson, while I'm still there, I wanted to address the issue earlier on of a member who comes here in this portfolio committee, tell other portfolio members that they are not educated. I'm not sure what does he mean. Because remember, Chairperson, for us is to come here and transpire or interpret what we come across as we do our constituencies. So unfortunately, if what we see when we do our constituencies, it's what makes some of these members here uncomfortable. Unfortunately, we are not here to do praise singers. We are not here to do praise singing. And you can't be speaking English and then you think you are educated. I also speak my language. If someone I'm going to ask him to speak my language, he won't speak my language. So people who are educated, Chairperson, are engineers and those who are doing lecturing in the universities. So to come here and grandstand for other members, just because you know how to speak English, and then you are privileged because you were born speaking English, then you say other members are educated. It's wrong, Chairperson, because if we're going to show each other how far are we educated, some of the people here who claim they are educated, they can be shocked. So, but here we are merely, Chairperson, as members of the committee, we are here to talk on behalf of the people. Remember, we are the link between the people and the government. That's why we are public representative. Then whatever that we find in our constituencies, Chairperson, we need to bring it here. If we're not satisfied of what the department is saying, we need to raise it here, because this is our platform where we raise it to say, but look, our people are not happy because of this and that. Now, earlier on when we started, the Chair, I raised a point that because I felt like we are raising issues of the ANC here, that is why I said, no, we're not in the meeting of the ANC. We're in the meeting of the department, that is the Portfolio Committee of Small Business and Development. So to be accused, I don't even know who is he accusing this member, But I think indeed he need to apologize. He need to, because he's out of order. He need to apologize so that we move forward. We are a portfolio committee chairperson who's supposed to be together and working for our people. So we can't accuse, we can't be here to accuse ourselves. I mean, accuse each other about this and that. We are here to hold the department accountable for our people. And speaking English, I repeat again, chairperson, speaking English does not make you educated, chairperson. Those who are educated, they are doing lecturing in the universities. Thank you very much, chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Ntenjan. I will respond when I wrap up. Let's allow Honorable Kruger, because there are certain issues which I would like to address on issues which you also alluded during your, as you have indicated that you thought we are in the ANC meeting, which was not the case. So I will come to that. I want us to work harmoniously since we started this portfolio committee to the latter, because coming from different political parties doesn't mean that we are enemies. We are honorable members elected by our constituency. We need to respect each other. And that has been my song since we entered into this platform. I'm just surprised, but I will have to address some of the things. Let me allow Honorable Kruger to make his follow-up as well as Honorable April, and then I will come back to this matter, because I want to address all of you as honorable members. Since we are heading for general elections next year, it mustn't change our environment here in this portfolio committee. But thanks for what you have alluded. That has been your perception. I will come to back to it. Honorable Kruger.
Chair, I'll request also that you recognize Honorable Matulele. He has raised her hand.
I think we should speak after Honorable April. Honorable yes. Kruger. Now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was very excited. And I had the feeling of progress when I saw the presentation. But unfortunately, Madam Chair, without name calling, when Jeffrey start talking, all that went out of the window. Madam Chair, Jeffrey is busy with cooperatives since the early 2000s, even when it was still under DTI. And there's no progress so far. And Madam Chair, we need to look at this. So there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there are looking for advice and resources from government. But there is certain officials that stands in that way. And that we need to sort out. As a politician and as opposition party, I can't interfere here, but I can see and I can hear what happened on the ground. Madam Chair, we need to, and I ask the DG, he need to look at this so that we can get experts with a track record to fix this problem. We don't need a Mr. Fix at all, because Mr. Fix it all is since, as I say, the 2000s busy with cooperatives, and it's a total failure till today. And I'm sure it's going to be a failure in the future as well, if we don't start and wake up and smell the coffee, because that's what our president will always say. Smell the coffee, because we are busy playing with the lives of our entrepreneurs. And it's not going to work we're going to get the same results if we let the same people running the show. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Honorable Kruger, I will appreciate if we criticize and also come up with some solutions, some initiative to back up
the document presented to us. I think there is a step forward which we are trying to make on issues of cooperation. They have presented what they think should assist. Let's input something into that particular report so that when they go back, they understand exactly what is it that if a child fails, I'm a former teacher, you will have to assist that particular child. You will have to ask him or her questions. Why are you doing this? What's your problem? But I believe you can, if you can do 1, 2, 3, I think it will assist this department. That's my view as the chairperson. As much as we rely on you, Honorable Kruger, that you have been into this department for a while, but we also are from other sectors in other environment. So if we may give inputs, or if it is not possible, you may do it in writing, that is allowed, and forward it to the department so that they input it. If they, you feel that the issue of tertiary cooperatives must be done urgently, the issue of all 9 provinces, you agree with it, let's say so. And then also the issue of the period, which they are reflecting that after 6 months we're going to do this, the policy dialogue document, which they are proposing, when is it supposed to be done? That will empower that particular document which has been presented before us. I think by so doing, we'll be also doing justice to the presenter and the department. But let me allow Honorable Matulela to speak. Honorable Matulelo,
are you thank still you, on board? Chair. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Chairperson. As per the presentation that is seeking to give us maybe some bit of hope, but we really, Chair, we need the time frame on implementations. That won't take longer as we have waited. We want to emphasize that the time that it's longer than the time that is being presented here. I think it must not take more than 3 months for implementing. Remember, to implement, you can implement on, since now it's March, April, you can start implementing. Then you finish. But if you don't start implementing, that's where the problem starts. We will wait another 6 months and another 6 months again. That's why we want to know that also. What are measures in place to ease the restrictions that are prohibiting the cooperatives from being funded by the department through its entities? CEDA and CIFA, because also we must include that also we are doing this, we are going to change here and there on CIFA and CEDA, particularly for the assistance of the cooperatives. Also, Chair, you are here to also represent us in this portfolio committee. We are going to also as well request that if people are going to just undermine us like that in this portfolio committee, we need Honorable April as well as ourselves to come and produce our qualifications. We can't just be undermined by the illiterates here, because you can't just come here and talk like that as if we do not use the facility. Who doesn't know that there are the facilities of Parliament to further the studies? Because also it's not only about the facilities of Parliament to further the studies. We did our own ways to have what we have, to go to school and get educated, except the facilities. There must be no one who is coming here to undermine us. What makes it so like being partisan, Chair, is to say that we thank the ANC to deploy you, Minister. That one also as well, it's not good for this portfolio committee. You can thank the government, not the ANC, because if we address you as EFF members here, it's going to be also another thing and being we are going to be interpreted in a very different ways. We just want to say that even if Mr. Kruger is erasing the thing, the honorable member is also saying there's no point of order. Who must go to school with the facilities of the parliament if he is doing the justice for the department and the presentation that is presented before us? If maybe the cooperatives must go to school with the facilities of the parliament, it's only us as members of parliament who are referred to as to say that we have got facilities of going to school and wherever, whatever he it concerned the honorable member. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Matulelo. I will respond when I wrap up, but thanks for those concerns. Sometimes if we view things differently, we need to reach consensus, and that doesn't mean we are creating enemieship. We are building each other. So I appreciate, but we must also be careful on how we utter our utterances. The issue of this illiterate is not also parliamentary. That's why I'm saying let's talk, but at the same time, let's respect the decorum of the House as honorable members. That's my humble request. And I want to really appreciate that members will come here and undermine each other. That's not the objective of these committees of parliament. Our role is to make sure that we do oversight to our departments to assist our society on the ground, regardless of political affiliations. So let me allow Honorable Ibrahim to make some follow-up questions.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by saying if I have inadvertently hurt anyone or they've taken my comments personal, I would like to withdraw the comments. If anyone has taken it personal, it was my assertion to state my view at that certain time, but let me withdraw the assertion if it has hurt anyone inadvertently. Chairperson, I have listened to the responses that we have received, and I would want to thank Jeffrey for his experience that he has in the space. But I must say, Chairperson, it felt to me like there's more excuses than answers. And one would have wanted to propose that in the next 3 months, one would have someone like Jeffrey to cluster our cooperatives in our constituencies and let them come and give our cooperatives a better line of understanding of how to access these opportunities that has been made available and how the changes will affect them. I think that would be a very good good way of going forward. So if I listen to the responses, I am worried about the amount of excuses we are getting, Chair, and one would want to propose that a program be looked at through by the department of seeing how speedily we could get Jeffrey and his team to get to the ground with us to address the changes or the excess, as it would be, Chairperson. That is my general. I thank I'm thankful for the responses that we've received. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable April, and also thank you that you have withdrawn and apologized. I think, honorable members, we are taking it with good spirit. What I can say as your leader is that please let us be patient to each other. I'm still requesting or appealing to all of us that let's learn from one another. That will empower us. We are here to make sure that people who voted for us are receiving services. And if you indicate your dissatisfaction to the department, you are not wrong. That is your role as political, as honorable members mandated by parliament, mandated by voters, who have given us this opportunity to come and lead in this parliament. So my humble request is that let us have patience to each other. Let us reserve issues which might bring tension to the department. Up to so far, we have moving smoothly. And I really want to say, if ever I have mentioned the ANC and I have offended others, but I can't take this platform and exercise it as an ANC meeting. I have got many, many caps in my party where I can do that, not into this platform. So please take it with good spirit. Of course, the ruling party is the ANC, the one who's deploying the ANC. So if ever there has been such utterances which one have offended others, let's rule it out. Marumo Fasika Sesotho. What I want us to exercise our role as honorable members of this portfolio committee effectively, respecting each other, loving each other. We must build relationship. The issue of partisan is a democratic process which is allowed in South Africa. It's not a sin and is not an offense. So thanks, Honorable April. If you have withdrawn your statement, I appreciate that. DG, there were comments. I would like Jeffrey to respond, and then yourself, you respond, and then I close the meeting. More especially on time, Jeffrey, they are crying. There are a lot of excuses. Indeed, we don't want excuses here. We want to see things happening. We want to turn the wheel. That's what we want as the portfolio of all, as this portfolio committee on issues of cooperative, because cooperatives has got a power to can create jobs. It has got power to can change the environment. So if we ignore them or we delay the process, really it is not quite happy. I hope we will also engage Mr. Nkosi on the issue of the red tapes. This portfolio committee has got passion with issues of cooperatives. So maybe if you can assist us, some have come up with some timeframes. What is your view? In 2 minutes time, please, well, then I will give it to the DG.
Person, it's apologies if really I came up as making excuses. That was never the intention. If that is the case, then I think I want to say that a lot of the areas that I pointed out, yes, indeed, we are making some steps to address them. And I've already explained how we are addressing them. And we will provide some time frames in some of the areas. We will definitely come back later to give very clear timelines on all the issues that we've pointed out in this Honorable House. Thank you very much, Chair. I will end there.
Thank you. DG?
No, thanks. As Jeff said, we had all the inputs from honorable members. The implementation of the new approach will start from the 1st of April, as soon as the budget is available, because Treasury said to us, please wait until the beginning of the new financial year before you can transfer the money from which was intended to go to CIFA, but to CEDA. So we will start with that process from the 1st of April. Sorry, Chair, on the issue of the exercise that is being done by external party, it's a little bit comprehensive, Chair, because it includes the review of both legislative policy and strategic documents, as well as undertake these interviews with key role players. So they will be engaging with people who are in the sector, which includes the cooperative themselves, but also the other government departments and institutions that are supporting cooperatives. And then they will have to draft a short paper on the effectiveness and the strategy, which will also inform us in terms of the recommendations. And then lastly, we need to have a policy dialogue, which I think is very critical, Chair, that we do have this open dialogue with the sector, because I understand that there are quite a number of issues that they have, but we also have issues that we think we need to raise, and for the sake of the movement, because we still believe, Chair, on the cooperatives, we believe that they are the best in terms of economic growth, especially dealing with people who are marginalized and those residing in rural areas. So it is our intention, Chair, to get good work done so that we are not accused of doing shoddy work. That's why we are requesting for this period of 5 months that we need to conclude, because the person started last month, so it should be 5 months. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, DG. Thanks to everyone. It has been a good session. We will make sure that we make some follow-up urgently. We're highly interested into this document. We'll see things happening. That's our belief as honorable members. And then DG, what I can say, please fast track the issue of Northwest with our officials so that we are clear about our oversight visit to that site. So I'm talking to you because the Honorable Minister has made some apology, but I know that you will communicate this message to her on our behalf. Honorable members, thank you so much. We've come to the end of our meeting. Honorable members, let's meet, let's digest, let's go and input if we think they are after thinking, let's put it in writing and follow the correct procedure to the department. That will also assist us. Thank you.
Yes, Chair, I think we're still on the agenda.
Yes, we're back to the agenda. King, can you try to push it up? I want to see the next item.
It's the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Yes. Can we move to page one because we received those minutes? Try to scroll them, please. Page one. Who was chairing this?
I am proud to say I was chairing, Chairperson.
Chairing this.
No, Ms. President, is not. These are the minutes of November. It's you, okay. Chairperson, who's chairing this one.
All right. These are the only minutes.
No, there is a four sets of minutes, Chair. These one are the minutes of November 15, 2022.
Okay. Any correction? If no correction, move, scroll. Any correction to this page, honorable members? No correction. Any correction? Any mover for the adoption of the minutes to those who were present on the 15th of November, 2022? Honorable members, can you adopt the minutes, please?
Chair, I move that we adopt the minutes.
Thank you. Honorable Matulela, can you second? Because you were part in person.
I second.
Thank you. Let's move to the next slide.
Chairperson,
Let's make Honorable Matulelwa the mover, because
Honorable Kruger was not present.
Yeah, Honorable Kruger was, I think he was in Sweden.
I will second.
Okay. Oh, Honorable April has seconded. Let's move to the next set, please. Thank you.
So the next set, Chairperson, is of the 22 February 2023.
Yes, let's scroll them. First page. Any correction? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Thank you. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes to those who were present?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the.
Can Chair. You, Honorable Lubengo, move for the adoption of the minutes? Any seconder?
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you. Let's move to the next set. Minutes of 1st March. 1st March. Can you see the roll call? Next page.
Chair?
Yes. Is there any correction you want to make?
Yes, Chair.
Which page?
No, Chair, I just want to correct or to raise a suggestion on this one, on this meeting of the first. You remember you just appointed the acting chair who was disconnected as well, and then we ended up having Brother King as the chair, and then the meeting was disconnected. I'm just proposing that we rearrange this meeting and start it afresh, because we did not do anything that it was not fruitful because of the network and disconnection, and we ended up being out, all of us, in between the meeting. So if this can be rescheduled, this meeting, and start afresh this as the agenda, we start afresh even the agenda as it is.
What stage were you disconnected? At the end or at the beginning?
We just did one point of a briefing, and then everyone was lost, and I don't think this meeting was a successful meeting, Chair.
Okay, that's the proposal, honorable members. What are we saying? Do we support honorable Matulela's statement proposal? Because if it was not deliberated at all, she's correct. Officials, can you advise us on this one?
Chairperson, I'll suggest let's get it from Honorable April, as he was an acting chairperson. As far as I can remember, the presentation was done and the deliberations were done. The only problem was when we were supposed to do the minutes, and hence suggested that we defer them to the next meeting, but we'll take it from the acting chairperson.
Honorable April, as the acting chair, can you confirm what our official is saying?
I absolutely confirm what King is saying. What has happened is we've gone to the end of that meeting. We've completed the meeting. The only thing that was left was for the minutes to be adopted, and then we deferred the minutes, both on the WhatsApp group of the PC and also came back into the meeting and then deferred that minutes to be adopted in this meeting.
And we have already adopted those minutes according to the program, today's program.
Correct, Chair.
Thank you. Yes, Honorable Libengo.
I also support the...
Thank you. If that is the case, there is no need for us to go back, Chair, because minutes have been deferred to today's meeting. Yes.
Yeah, Chairperson, I will also concur with Honorable Babalwa, because the reason I think why she says so, which I said, I share the same sentiment, is that due to the load shedding that day, it was heavy on us. So almost everyone was out like that. So there was a chance, of course, to check, maybe bring it, but my point is,
You were not audible. What I got is that it's only minutes which were not entertained, but all the business of the day was done, and those minutes have been deferred to today's meeting. That's what the acting chairperson is confirming, and other honorable members are confirming. So if that is the case, there is no need to reschedule the meeting which the department has presented, and it was adopted by the committee by that day.
Sorry, Chair.
Ma'am Chair, can I make a proposal? Sorry, Chair.
Oh.
You may raise your hand. Can you raise up your hand so that they identify you, so that I can be able to call you orderly. So, King, assist me. There is Honorable Kruger.
And Honorable Kruger, Honorable Chomelang, and Honorable Babalwa. Honorable Matulela came.
Okay. Honorable Kruger, can you confirm what the acting chairperson has said? She has just said that everything was done, only the minutes which were deferred to today's meeting.
No, Madam Chair, this is not what I want to say. I want to make a proposal that we go back to the YouTube video or Hansard and see what happened that day. And then King can come back to us the next meeting, and then we can make an informed decision on.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Thank you, Honorable Kruger. It's a good advice. We'll do that. We'll go to Hansard to YouTube and check what transpired, and then we'll come back and report. There is a need for us to do something. Will be informed by that outcome. Thank you so much. Honorable Tlomelang, you still want to say something?
I will not say much because I wanted to agree with the previous speaker that we were left with a few items, which was the minutes. But because Honorable Kruger came up with a progressive proposal, I think she would leave it to
that proposal.
So that he can.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're taking Honorable Kruger's proposal and we'll come and report back to the committee. Honorable Matulelo.
Oh, thank you so much, Chair. I won't be dwelling much, as well as Uba. I'm supporting Honorable Kruger because if we're using a majority, we are going to do it wrong.
That's why
I wanted to say, Chair, because I even said that even on even Brother King came in since the chairperson was off. The meeting was on and off to such an extent that all of us were disconnected. And then we came back. It was not fruitful at all. But the Hansard, I wanted to suggest the Hansard, but thank you to Honorable Kruger to say that go back to YouTube and check it because it was not fruitful. Then we come back and see what to do. Because if we're taking it serious, we must start afresh, shame to be realistic. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
There's still a hand from Honorable April.
Honorable April.
Okay, Chairperson, I agree with let's go to Hansard, but I also want to say that any one of us can go back onto the PC on SBD on the WhatsApps and just check what has happened. There was definitely a network problem. It was resolved. We did log in back into the meeting, and there's even times that you can see. And before we end the year, Chairperson, I want to reiterate, I really propose that we do get back to physical meetings of this portfolio committee. It will only assist all of us better to not have any of network issues or any of these kind of problems. I thank you for that.
Thank you, Honorable April. What I can say, I listen to all of you all the time. We must know that as committees were being led, there is the office of the chief whip of majority, there is the office of chair of chairs. So we'll take that proposal again, but we tried our best, but sometimes you are bound to force committees are. But I hear what you are saying. So I wanted just to respond. It seems as if nothing is happening. We are trying our best. Thank you so much. And then do we still have another set of minutes besides this one of the 1st of March, Braking?
Yes, Chairperson, there is the 30 November 2022.
Okay. Okay, can you take us through?
So this was the meeting where we had stakeholders engagement on informal trading and cooperatives, where we got the SANACO, NASA, CBI working group, and South African Informal Traders Alliance, and then we also had the Informal Economy Development Forums.
Scroll it up so that we can see the attendance.
Yes.
Okay. Any correction? Move, please. Move. Any correction, honorable members? Move. Any correction under page 3? Any correction under page 4? More. Move on. Continue scrolling, please. Move up.
Ma'am Chair, can I just go a little bit back? Something just caught my eye, which I missed when I read through them.
Which
just go back, King. Yeah, I don't know what page. It went too fast. Go back, go back. Page. There we are. Just the considering of the minutes. King, just go up. It say there, Mr. Kunene. Also, the minutes of 16 November for considering minutes were good. So I thought we just already in this meeting now, we had a look at that minutes. King, am I right? Was it?
Unfortunately, not, Chairperson. Through you, Chairperson, Honorable Kruger. We had a meeting on the 15th of November and we had a meeting on the 16th of November. So what we have just... Okay.
I'm covered. Thank you.
Thank you. Scroll to the end, King, so that we can adopt the minutes. Thanks, Honorable Kruger. I'm happy you are concentrating. Seems as if you are really... You have read and you are following it up. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Then I move, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Any seconder?
I second.
Thank you, Honorable Members. This was the last set of minutes, Braking.
Yes, Chair.
Go back to our agenda. Can you push it a little bit up? Can you push the agenda up, scroll it up a little bit? The last item is closing remarks and closure. I have already remarked, but let me still thank you, Honorable Members, and also the spirit of listening to each other. I believe in future, we are growing, we are building each other every day. And thanks also to the department for the presentation. As alluded before, those who have got issues to add into that particular presentation, you are at liberty to can do so, but do it through proper protocols so that we can eat over to the present agenda.
Madam Chair, just open your phone. I'm going to phone you now.
It's recording open. Stopped. You can call.
Honorable Tlomelang. Honorable Tlomelang.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Oh, you miss me. The proposal is that the meeting will have to meet physical, but I'm keeping well.
Okay. And now it's just, I was thinking of you because we preparing for this Northwest Day oversight.
Oh, where are you going, Northwest? Or you'll share the program at the right time?
We did develop a structure, but then we still have to discuss as the officials on it.
Okay.
We were thinking of if possible, the four districts, but if not, to the three districts.
Okay.
Where are you deployed? Where's the constituents?
Dr. Ruth.
Around your area.
Yes, in Tau. I am in Tau. But Dr. Ruth, but district. Yes.
This town is called another Ruth Mumbai.
Tau, yes, is the biggest sub-region in Dr. Ruth.
Oh, okay. So maybe I might give you a call just to get your advice as the person who knows it at least.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, bye.
No, Visa. May we request all members to excuse us? There's just something that we wanted to do as the official. No, the only thing that I wanted to just would, if possible, we can. If not, maybe we can try to check whether we can meet maybe later. Yeah, I would see.